ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
If your mate's going to drink and drive, call them out. Drink driving, all bad. What's all good is the Cliffo and Gabby podcast.
Maths is almost over. We're coming to the pointy end of Married at First Sight, where the couples decide if they're going to stay together in the outside world or not. Of course, throughout this entire season, the number one name on everyone's lips and in all the headlines is Bryce from Maths. He actually joins us right now. How are you going, Bryce?
Morning, team. I'm good. How about yourselves?
Good, thank you. Now, one of the biggest dramas that's been surrounding you is the fact that there's this secret girlfriend that supposedly you have outside the experiment. Supposedly you told one of the other participants that you wanted to buy a gift for this girlfriend on the outside, and then it turned into this big drama on the show. Now, last night, your friends from Canberra met your wife, Melissa, and after that, they may have forgotten they had their mics on because they kind of threw you under the bus a little bit.
Do you think it's lying to you?
Do you think he's lying?
Yeah.
No
doubt.
The gift thing is true.
Oh. It's hard to hear, but they sort of said
he's lied to her. The gift thing was true, is what they said.
Was your heart just sinking when you watched that back last night, Bryce?
No, it wasn't actually, because I'd actually said that the whole gift thing was true. It was part of a group situation where a few of us chipped in, and I never bought an individual gift. It was always part of a group. So that just seemed to be missing part of the conversation last night. And then it was, he's lying. So,
okay, yeah. Well, this leads well into what we want to play back to you, because we actually had an internationally renowned body language expert on the show last week. And we played back some interactions that you've been involved in on the show. And one of them was your denial of this whole secret girlfriend storyline that's played out a lot in the show. He watched the video of you denying the secret girlfriend, and this is what he had to say about it, Bryce. And we'd love to get your feedback on this after you hear it.
Well, the thing about this, fella, is when people don't tell the truth, the first thing that happens is associated with increase in blood pressure. So our extremities will go red, like your nose. But in his case, his ears went bright red. If you play that back, his ears go bright red whenever he's on the ropes and he's thinking, now I've got to come up with an answer here. So would you believe him or not? No, I wouldn't believe him at all.
So he's essentially saying that he doesn't believe your denial that you have a girlfriend in the outside world.
Oh, he must be about as good as expert as the ones we deal with on the show.
Put that dagger in a little deeper. Well, there's one other thing that the body language expert commented on as well. So we wanted to play this to you, give you right of reply, because he was a little bit harsh.
This was like a week or so ago-ish when you wrote leave at the commitment ceremony, then scrubbed it out and you wrote stay. And you said that was for Melissa's best interest. You had her best interest at heart. And again, this is what the body language expert had to say.
When he said it's really hard for him to make this decision, he was rubbing his face and nose at 100 miles an hour. I mean, it's not hard for him to make the decision at all. The guys have been manipulated. He should have been the sergeant in the army yelling in people's faces.
So this was a form of manipulation, is what you're saying?
Manipulating the whole show. I mean, who writes a sign that says Lou puts his cross through it and then puts stay underneath? I mean, he's playing the role to get people feeling uptight about it all. Which that worked pretty well.
Yeah, well, my theory was he wanted more airtime. That's why he did it. So maybe I was on the money.
That'll get it. And the more people will hate you, the better.
All right, Bryce. So thoughts. Right of reply.
Oh, well, I don't need more airtime. I think I've had a fair share of that during the experiment. So, this expert must be pretty good at his job, because he's way off the mark. So, good on him.
You think he's off the mark on both? Both counts there?
I'd love to have a chat with him, because he knows a fair bit about me without meeting me, so I'd love to have a conversation with him.
Well, that is his job, is to read people's body language and get to know them through that without having to meet them, I guess.
The red face thing, I've actually had a skin condition since I was a young kid, so he must have been too good at his job.
Don't pull that card, Bryce.
Oh, it's unfortunately true. It's being highlighted that, I have it, so it's great that the whole country knows about it now.
All right, well, let's talk about tonight's episode on Maths. There's more drama to come. There's more confrontation to come. And then you have to decide if you and Melissa are going to stay together into the real world. I'm assuming you guys are still together because you're still being seen out and about together. You're still very friendly in interviews. Any insights there?
oh, there's no secret that we are still together and we live together. So I guess put our reality of 2021 against a TV show and then work out what the truth is there. So that's all I'll say on that one.
Well, Bryce, you've definitely owned the narrative this year and we've dumped a lot on you this morning. But thank you for your responses and thanks for chatting to us again. Bryce from Married at First Sight.
No worries. Have a good day, guys.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. If your mate's going to drink and drive, call them out, then call them a lift or give them the couch for the night. Drink driving, all bad.